From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. CPA Kendra James returns by Skype to the Exchange today with tax reminders for those who plan to start their own businesses, whether online or brick and mortar. Kendra, it is so good to have you back on Troy Public Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Last time you visited, you were talking about people dropping out of the workforce to start their own businesses. So today you're going to be talking about business expenses and taxes for those to consider.
Yes, I want everyone to remember the expenses that are associated with starting your own business. So whether you have a brick and mortar location or an online presence, there are expenses that occur when you start your own business. For the brick and mortar, you'll usually have an office space. Maybe at first you start at your home, but if you have your own office space, you will have things like desk, copiers, rent, utilities. And what a lot of people seem to forget is that counties also have a personal property tax return. So if you have your own location and you have office furniture, you're also required to file a personal property tax return for those items that are in that location.
What about the IRS and claiming a home office? I hear that gets a little confusing.
Yes, that can get confusing because that changes from time to time. But if you have an online presence and you're working from your home, the office space that you're using, and the IRS is very specific, they track it by square footage, and the percentage of internet. You're not supposed to use your entire internet because some of that is personal use as well. They want a percentage of the part that's business expenses. If you're unincorporated or allowed to be deducted on the home office expense on your personal income tax return.
Are you seeing more people set up brick and mortar businesses or these online businesses?
Recently, we've seen more people geared towards online businesses because of the ease of making revenue at first. For instance, you can set up a YouTube channel and start making revenue instantly. With that, they usually pay $18 per 1,000 views. So people will set up a channel, talk, do something silly, earn some revenue. A lot of times they don't realize when they earn that revenue, there are taxes associated with it. When you make your first $1,000, and that is after expenses such as bank accounts, email accounts, website design, you have your revenue that you earned minus your initial setup expenses. Let's say you've made $1,000. Off of that $1,000, a self-employed person who is unincorporated will have to pay employee taxes, employer taxes, federal income tax, and state income tax on that $1,000. The employee taxes are 7.65%. The employer taxes are also 7.65%. And of course, with federal and state, your taxes on that $1,000 can easily accumulate up to 40% of the revenue that you earned.
And if you are self-employed, what about Social Security?
You can also earn Social Security while you're self-employed, but those taxes, the 7.65%, a self-employed person is responsible for both portions.
I want to thank you so much for taking a look at the world of the self-employed.
Thank you.
Joining us by Skype was Kendra James, controller at Cadell Construction and licensed CPA in both Alabama and Florida. If you're in need of a CPA, the Alabama Society of Certified Public Accountants has a list of referrals at its website, ascpa.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.